Hello again, you're listening to the news at 1. The possession of up to 7 grams of cannabis would be decriminalised under a bill due for debate in the Dáil this week. The amendment to the Misuse of Drugs Act has been proposed by People Before Profit TD Gino Kenny, and he joins us now from our Rockley studio. A very good afternoon to you, Deputy Kenny, and welcome to the news at 1.
Thanks, Brian. Thank
you. People will know that last week the Citizens' Assembly came forward with its proposals in relation to the possession of drugs and the criminal justice system, and put forward what was described as a decriminalisation model. How would what you're proposing be different, or would it be different to what they're saying?
Well, I think it would be in line with what the Citizens Assembly have recommended. Now, in this case, it's for cannabis possession. And obviously, the Citizens Assembly have looked at the wider debate around drug use in its entirety. So obviously, this bill is a very simple amendment to the Misuse of Drugs Act. So somebody can possess up to 7 grams of cannabis under possession without criminal sanction. And that reflects, as I said, from the Citizens Assembly. And also, there was a Rockdas committee by the Justice Committee earlier last year, in relation to looking at this kind of a different model than we have now at the moment.
So the Citizens Assembly also said that in cases where somebody is caught with a small quantity of illegal drugs for their own use, they wouldn't face certainly an immediate criminal prosecution, but they would be asked to enter rehabilitation programs, a health-led approach. Do you think that's the correct course?
No, I think that's the correct course, because, you know, we have had people in the past and still at the present that people have, you know, that are found in small possessions of any drug are still going through the criminal justice system. And if you're left with a charge, that can follow you for a long, long time in your life. So bringing people through the criminal justice system for small possessions of any drug simply doesn't work. And we've seen that in other jurisdictions where taking people away from the criminal justice system to a different kind of system of, you know, of advice. And in some case, if people want to use drugs, I don't think, you know, they shouldn't really need advice. They're adults at the end of the day. So so that is a better system, Brian, rather than, you know, bringing people through the courts. And the same saves a lot of resources in relation to the state.
So you wouldn't say that somebody, for example, who has a small amount of cannabis would be necessarily in need of some kind of rehabilitative programme?
No, I don't think so, Brian. I think that's even a waste of resources to a certain degree.
And what about the argument that, in effect, legalising cannabis use for personal use is a gateway, if you like, to harder drugs?
No, I don't buy that. You know, I think this was the terminology that was used in the 80s, that, you know, cannabis is the gateway drug. There's no evidence whatsoever. I mean, the gateway to harder drugs in society, such as heroin, cocaine, or crack cocaine, are poverty and alienation and stigmatisation. So I think we need to have a different way of looking at kind of how we look at things in society. And I think this model of decriminalisation is a better model than we have now.
Yeah, already people will know that, I think I'm correct in saying that use of cannabis for medical purposes has been permitted under fairly recent legislation. Are attitudes changing?
I think they are, Brian. I think the public mood has dramatically shifted in the last number of years in relation to this issue. And that's a good thing. I think we were in kind of the throes, particularly in the 90s and the early noughties, you know, that we have a system that just criminalised people and just marginalised people. And I think we've seen through different kind of jurisdictions that system doesn't work. So we have to have a health-led approach, a harm reduction approach, and also stop criminalising people for, if they want to use drugs, that's their business. But there are situations where people do have problematic use in relation to certain drugs, and that's in that situation they should be given treatment as soon as possible.
Deputy Gino Kenny, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme.